No, it's time for deliberate noise.
Hi, ladies. We're stuck in traffic here, and we were loving what you were playing, but your chit chat is really just driving us bananas, bananas, bananas.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hey.
And this is Deliberate Noise. Today, we have the incredible honor of welcoming super special guest Isabel Orr to the show. Hello, Isabel.
Hi.
Isabel is the entertainment editor for The Other Press, doctor in residence, and actual Twilight vampire. Isabel is 5'11" and white with blonde hair and blue eyes. She has never had a zit, and she is so pretty that she does not have to rely on humor to craft a personality. She has no allergies. We're going to get started with a song by Dilly Dally, which is a band that Isabel told me about once upon a time. The song is called Desire. It's from their album Soar on CITR 101.9 FM. that was Trauma and Depression by the band called Fine, who are from Nanaimo. And Nanaimo is where you're from, isn't it, Isabel?
I am from there. I'm from the island. And people don't like when I call it the island because there is more than one island in the world.
Yeah,
so there's only one. And it's Vancouver Island.
Well, yeah, if you live in Vancouver, it's like the island.
Yeah.
It's the only one that matters.
Yeah, in my heart as well.
What was it like growing up there? I've never been there.
You'd never been?
No.
You should never go. I hope no one from the island.
Sorry.
I know. Sorry about it, guys. People are about to get real mad, but I will tell the truth. It was okay. Like, it could have been much worse.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely, like, there wasn't a lot going on. And I lived there for, like, my whole life. And then my house was, like, 10 minutes away from the high school. And then the high school was, like, a foot away from the university.
Oh, wow.
So that was a very long time. Yeah. And the cafeteria on campus was very bad. And people are, like, somehow, like, 7 trends behind anywhere else. Like, clothing-wise, it's very delayed.
Yeah.
But for, like, any kind of, like, music scene or stuff like that, there wasn't really anything. Or there might have been, but I was very lame. And I was a fat goth at the time, which doesn't usually happen. You never see a fat goth anymore. Mm. But there was, like, one popular-ish music place called Crace Mountain, where I went only once, and I was wearing an outfit from all our deans.
Wow.
I know. No. Head to toe. Because there was an our deans outlet in Nanaimo. Wow. Which is, you should go, Nina.
Was this a music venue?
It was a big house.
Oh, I've heard of this place.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Should we? Do you want to go?
We should.
I think.
Special trip.
Yeah. I would, like, I feel like if I went back now, I could kick everyone's ass.
And it was, like, the cool spot.
Yeah, which is why I only went there once. It was like, people lived in there. It's like that place, like, Thor's Palace, maybe?
Mm.
People live in it, and then, like, artists rent out rooms in the bottom, and then they have music shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
That and sounds awesome.
That's it. There might have been more, but I was never privy to it.
Mm.
But it always seemed very cool. Like, you could tell when someone's, like, in the music scene because somehow their outfits are really good. They're dirty, but in an artistic way.
Mm.
Their shoes are, like, worn in well.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So how does the music scene differ then in Vancouver for you?
Aww, I mean, you're going to hate. It is so – I almost swore. I'm not allowed to swear on the air.
Casual swears.
It is so fudging scary here. It's terrible. Do you?
Scary?
Are you scared? Yeah. Are you scared of it?
I'm not scared of the music scene. Like, you mean, like, the people?
The people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Intimidating. Yeah.
Well, as I've often told Nina, the only people that still intimidate me in Vancouver are the antisocial skate shop crew.
Yes. Yeah.
They're the coolest people in Vancouver, hands down.
Yes.
And I'll never be able to talk to them.
I think somehow, like, even scarier than that to me is, like, a mintage kid. You know, like, they're 18, they're 19, and they're cool, and they're hot, and they're hot, and you're just like.
And they know it.
They're walking around. I'm checking out these 18-year-olds. I'm like, damn. I might, no, I'm not gonna hit up an 18-year-old, but, like, when you live in a big city, maybe, and you're surrounded by so much, like, art and music and just, like, other cool people, of course you're going to soak it up like a sponge.
Mm.
And these children freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
They're so – I just went to a show at Static Jupiter, which is, like, a smaller venue. Yeah,
it's quite small.
It's super small. I show up there, big, thick jeans, sweater. I'm sweating like you would not believe. And I'm double sweating because it's full of these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, ruthless. Like, they are hating me to get to the front.
Yeah.
They are wearing little ascots, which is, like,
really? Is ascots. That a thing? No.
You wouldn't know, Nina.
What's an ascot?
Like, Fred wears in Scooby-Doo. It's a little, like,
Like,
scarf. Britney Spears toxic.
No.
Yeah. Like, or, like,
oh my God,
okay, the drummer,
this.
The drummer of Necking.
Ah.
She wears an ascot.
Beautiful.
It's badass.
Makes it cool. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
You have to really believe in yourself to wear an ascot. And I just don't have that.
No.
I don't have it.
Me either. No.
There's something to aspire towards, though. Ascots.
Yeah. Maybe next year for me, you know, I'll work on it.
Yeah.
But it is, like, I think, intimidating to me.
And you'd never see anyone in Nanaimo with an ascot.
Maybe like an old woman.
Mm. Okay.
Maybe. But like not with the same flair.
Mm-mm.
It's all about the flair.
How do you feel about Redgate? Are you intimidated there?
It's like a very, I work right by Redgate.
Mm-hmm.
And people would be like, oh, like, are you going to Redgate after work? And I'm like, I'm tired and I'm old. So I don't want to go.
You're not old.
I'm 47.
Yeah.
I'm 47 years young, guys. And I want to go more. But one of the things that really stresses me out about live music is like, and this is my own thing. I'm like, whoa, everyone's having a really good time. And then I'm like, am I having a good time?
Mm.
And then I'm like, oh, like, I better have another drink. Like, so I have a good time. Next thing you know, it's me and all these 18-year-olds. I got a nude vodka soda.
No.
I'm going in. Yeah,
you're
know
wearing
I got
nothing
the
nude. But an ascot.
Yeah. I've stripped down. And so, like, live music, I think, is a little, like, anxiety-inducing for me.
Mm.
Because it's just, like, on some level, it's, like, a little performative, not to...
To watch live music is performative.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
I totally
agree.
Yeah,
especially if I'm standing at the front of a show.
Oh my
I'm, like,
God.
Aware of everybody behind me being able to see the back of my head.
Yeah.
And, like, I have to be really into it because mm-hmm. I'm at the front.
Do I dance? Do I not dance? How do I dance?
How? And then you're just like, what is dancing?
And then you're, like, moving the shoulders. And then, like, I've been to shows where bands are like, oh, like, F Vancouver. Like, no one wants to dance here. No one likes to dance. And I'm like, dude, I don't know how. Like, I don't know how to dance to this.
Yeah. It's true.
I think it's like you're talking to the wrong crowd about that stuff. Like, you can't tell these people to dance.
Yeah, that's true. I could never tell a
They're doing
cool
their best.
Know. Yeah. Let me live.
There is a show this Thursday, May 23rd.
If you want to practice.
I think it'll be a good one to practice your dance moves.
Who is it?
It is Man Eater with The Plodes, Pudding, and Bedwetters Anonymous.
Those are good names.
Yeah.
Pudding?
Pudding is great.
That's dope.
Pudding is actually having their, like, record release or cassette, maybe tape release, or maybe just online release, tape release, later this month on June 15th. But for now, you can just see them in a cute little intimate environment.
Very intimate.
Judgment-free Isabel.
Yeah. No one's judging but me, I think, at these shows. And I'm judging the hardest of all. So if you see me, don't come by.
Oh, God.
Don't come near me.
Well, okay. Let's hear a song from Pudding as well as from Man Eater, two of the bands playing this Thursday at Redgate. This one is a new one from Pudding. It's called Date Night. We'll be right back. That was Health by Man Eater, who you can check out this Thursday at Red Gate. You're still listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by special guest Claire and
hi.
Extra special guest Isabel.
Oh, I waited too long to say hi. I was trying to think
you waved,
funny.
Though, at the microphone.
Oh, that was really bad.
That's so, not how radio works.
I have a full face for all the listeners at home. I put on a full face of makeup and I am hungover. And I was halfway through putting the mascara on, and I was like,
wait.
I look really good.
Isabel looks hot.
I look good. I am blonde.
It's all about feeling good, though.
It's all, hey.
Yeah, you have
blonde
hair.
I look better
hair.
Than you. I do look better than Claire. I have long blonde hair like a horse. I'm so tall, but my hands and feet are very small.
Isabel is a poet. Is many things. Isabel writes horoscopes.
I have a lot of hats. Yeah. I wear a lot of hats.
So me and Claire were both very curious.
So curious.
Of how do you write these horoscopes? Are you a trained, do you have a certificate that you are eligible to write horoscopes for people? Because people read these and trust them, you know?
Yes. Well, if you've been following my writing and my horoscopes, especially when I first started writing horoscopes, because I do take horoscopes it's a hobby for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of my friends are very, very into it. And so when I first started, I would check out because the planets are always moving, what planet was where and how mm-hmm. that would maybe, I would think about how that would affect a sign, because mm-hmm. signs are more predispositioned to feel things or take different mindsets. But then I realized it was a lot of work to do that. It was a ton of work. And I kind of put myself in a corner where I had to put horoscopes out every week. So they kind of took a detour, and I started getting very angry about writing them. Mm. And at the end of my last couple submissions, they were very passive aggressive horoscopes. They were very rude.
But sometimes that's exactly what you need to hear.
Yeah. If you're looking at a horoscope, you're this person, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know, where to go on summer vacation. And you're looking at a horoscope, you already know the answer. Don't make me reaffirm you. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what's up.
And sometimes the really affirming ones make me feel weird.
Because mm-hmm.
it's how do you know that I'm doing well and that I need to follow my heart? Maybe I shouldn't follow my heart and just mm-hmm. Put my head down, get back to work or something.
I have been following you for half a year, and all of my horoscopes have been detailed to your personal life.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I did do that.
So the Taurus you're talking about is me specifically.
You're the Taurus.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Right?
Because you wrote this article.
Oh no.
In the other press. It's called Local Man Denounces Astrology, Has Lucky Basketball Jersey. And then at the start it's I'm a Taurus, so what?
Yeah.
That's clear.
Nice. So what? That's you. You have the jersey. Men are quick to denounce astrology, to which I say, all men are gross, and they always smell a little weird at all times. I'm always like, what's that about? That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to get too hot on this radio
station. Oh, we really could, but
I'm getting steamed in here. I'm mad.
Isabel has also written articles about manspreaders rightfully earning their seat on a crowded bus.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
They got, hey, who am I to say no? I'm just a woman.
Oh, my God. Okay, before this gets too heated, let's go to something a bit more light. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm stressed out.
We have so much to talk about, okay, Isabel.
Yeah.
It's 5:26. Okay. So I know you have this list of band names you've thought of.
Yes.
So do you play music?
Yes, I do. Okay, so I really, really badly play drums.
Yes.
Not as good as Nina at all. I'm not good. And I just started DJing.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so anyone listening who wants to be nice to me only, no meanies, can come to the projection room on June 28th, where I'll be playing hard bangers that everyone can dance to. Everyone, no matter, and I won't shame you if you don't want to dance.
Rihanna?
No.
Sean Paul.
Yes, it's actually just Sean Paul.
Oh, thank God. I'm there.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to be in full costume. It's like new disco and like French pop and stuff you want to like.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're going to want to bounce to it, guys.
Beauty.
Everyone's got to come.
French pop is actually June. So
French
good.
French pop is popping off. June 28th.
June 28th at the Projection Room.
Long way away, but you got to come.
I'm there. But anyway, you have this list.
I do. I have it open. I just showed it to you. I didn't know that I wasn't allowed to curse or swear, so there are some swears in here.
It's cool. We'll just warn everybody right now.
Warning.
Swears. Don't sue us.
I'm going to be cursing. Okay. So if anyone wants to use these, they can use them. Just tweet at me and, you know, credit where credit is due. Okay. Number one, my bitch dad.
Oh.
Good.
I would go see my bitch dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny on a poster. Like, that's funny. That's all I'm going to say. This is a hard swear. I got this from an indie band name generator back in, like, 2012. It's youth fuck, which is good. But in light of what I said earlier about 18-year-olds, I wish I didn't say that one. I'm uncomfortable. Oh, no. Okay, this one's lighter. There's one called Follow Me Back. I think that's good.
Nice. Oh, that's amazing.
You know when you follow someone and they don't follow you back and you're like, well,
follow me back.
Yeah, come on. That's a swear, Nina. Revolva.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Great. That's
love good. It.
I feel like you shouldn't be like just giving these out for free right now.
You got to tweet at me. You got to follow me on Twitter if you want to use it.
Which is?
Oh my God, what's my handle? My handle is at honey, H-O-N-E-Y. Dijon, like Dijon, but D-I-E-J-O-N. And my handle is Noodles and Broth, so you'll know.
Beauty.
Also, here's another one, Big Boys.
Okay.
For, like, an all-short, like, woman femme band.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sorry for Cursing, which is very apt.
I forgive you.
I know, and that's the name, too. And also, the last one, which is something, like, really close to my heart, and it's still going on right now, and I don't think it's very funny, so you guys shouldn't laugh.
Okay.
Free Britney.
Oh.
Free her.
Mm.
She's going through some things.
I feel like it's been done, that as a band
name.
Has it?
Oh, man.
Probably. Okay, we're going to go look this up.
Okay.
In the meantime, let's have a listen to Isabel's karaoke song.
Yeah, this is eclectic choice. I'm just really random and crazy, and that's why I picked this song. I'm so random.
What is the song, Isabel, that we're about to hear?
It's a little Kate Bush ditty. You might know it, you might not. All of her music has just been released on Spotify.
Oh.
So get in there. It's called The Wedding List.
The Wedding List. Here is Kate Bush. So I'll never give up the hunt up.
Bye.
Ween with Ocean Man, obviously. Yeah, that's one I like to do for karaoke.
It's good. It paints a picture.
I'd love to see you sing the Kate Bush song, though.
The highs in her voice are so high. The lows are so low. She's something else. She's like the old-timey Bjork.
Yeah, it's like no one knows how she can do what she does. How would anyone else be able to?
Damn.
Let's dive into some articles that you've written, Isabel.
Yes.
Some of the topical ones. It is basically summertime. Let's discuss. You wrote one titled White Woman with Tan Declares Self Person of Color. What was your inspiration for this article?
Okay, first of all, so little people know what POC means. I'll like say it, they're like, what's that? I'm
really?
Yeah. Oh. That's nuts, right? Huh. You know.
No. You don't know like, what it I know is? What oh, it my means. God. I know what it means. Yeah. Sorry, I've never had that experience where someone doesn't know.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what it is. POC is person of color. And so sometimes you'll get, I know I said, guys, I said I was white before. I'm actually not white, guys. Although you can't see it, I'm not white. And so during the summer, this happens so much, like one of your white friends will come up. She'll be like, oh, my God, like, look, like, we're almost the same shade. And she'll, like, hold up her arm. And you're inside, like, working all day, so you don't have a tan. And it's just, like, such a weird moment because you're like, yeah, I guess you are. I guess we're exactly the same. And so I wrote – it just started happening because we had a couple weeks of sun. And so I pounded that bad boy out.
And sent it to everyone.
And I sent it to everyone I knew. And I put it on my Instagram story. I'm just printing it out and put it on
FYI. FYI.
I love how your articles are all, like, so funny, but at the same time, they're, like, are, like, super serious undertones, and it's, like, everybody should read these.
Not everyone.
Oh.
Not my parents.
Oh.
Am I right? No, yeah, it's, you gotta, like, pull stuff from life, I think, to write, and especially when you're writing satire, I think the funniest things are things that, like, are so not funny that they are funny.
Yeah.
Which is the life of a woman.
Yeah.
Am I right, guys?
Well, I like stuff that like hits home. You're like laughing and crying at the same time.
That's what I do every night. That's what I did before I came here.
Laughed and cried.
Laughed, cried, the whole thing. Mm. I was the two masks, the two drama masks, the comedy and tragedy.
Yeah.
How do you get your face into that shape?
It's hard. I'm a lot. I'm 47, so you know I've had a lot of time.
Got a lot of extra skin. Yeah. To yeah.
I for the viewers at home, I have a lot of loose skin. It's just hanging off me like silly putty.
Looks great though. I have to say
I'm a lot hotter than everyone else here. I'm sorry guys,
it's true.
Okay. I feel that way too.
I'm in awe.
Listeners can't see, but I'm actually really hot, and the other two bozos with me are two tin can. They look awful.
I'm sweating in Isabel's presence.
I can't believe this. I'm dry as a bone over here. No sweat.
No,
I'm fine.
Back of the leg?
No, back of the leg.
You smell amazing.
Dry. It's good. I got no zits. No zits. And you know what? I've never had my period ever.
Oh my God.
Ever.
I bet you don't have pubic hair either.
No, I do. I have a full Kate Bush. Oh, turn off the radio, mom and dad.
You wrote an article titled Three Worst Places to Find a Summer Fling.
Yes.
I just want you to explain why ice cream parlor is on there.
Okay. Okay. Everyone, it's hot out. It's hot out. We're a little horned up. We're looking, we're cruising. You're going to get, you want to like find a cutie. You're like, oh, like, what's summery? An ice cream parlor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to get a sweet treat. It's suggestive. it's suggestive.
If you can eat it.
As long as you're not eating it with a spoon.
Yeah. Can you imagine? You take a date, bona fide hottie, like 10 out of 10. You go get an ice cream. They get it in a bowl with a spoon.
No. I'm over out. Right there.
I'm I would out. Just leave. I'm sorry. A nerd.
I would, like, slap it out of their hand onto the ground.
I'd eat it. I'm not going to waste that ice cream.
Oh, you're right.
Scoop it onto your cone. You think you could, like, pick up a hottie in an ice cream parlor, but a lot of people don't know this. At any point in time, an ice cream parlor is full of, like, three kids' baseball teams, and that's the only people in there, and they're yelling and they're screaming.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And they all want 15 samples.
Yeah. What do you have to get a sample of chocolate for? Dude. I used to work at a gelato place. What do you, you know what chocolate is. Like, that spoon is going in. I would get so mad. Like, oh, what is the... What does the blueberry and cheesecake taste like? It tastes like blueberry cheesecake. Like, it's probably exactly what you're thinking. Oh, man, I am sweating on the back of my knees now. I'm mad. I'm angry.
So all you're going to find is baseball teams, no boys.
Little boys.
Right.
Okay. Little boys baseball teams, which, I don't know, I made some comments earlier on the show. Like, I might go to the ice cream parlor.
Well, I noticed you write about ice cream, I mean, like, not a lot, but a couple times.
Oh, my God.
Like, there was one article you wrote. It was a quiz. It was which, terrible summer job should you have? And ice cream scooper was on there.
Yes, Nina is very salty because she got ice cream scooper.
Yeah, I did.
But if you guys could see Nina's face and body, and this is not a dig, I know I've been throwing them at you guys. You do kind of look, you look cute in a little ice cream outfit.
Oh, my God.
Like, do you see it? Do you
agree? You would like it, too, I think.
Yeah. You would, she, oh
would
my God.
It would be so cool.
Guys, she is blushing. She loves it. She loves this. You know what? I think you should quit school.
Yeah.
I think you're.
Good thing I'm already done.
Oh, yeah. Dang. Go back.
Good thing I'm graduated and I'm going to be working in ice cream.
Ice cream. Ice cream headquarters. Head scooper.
Jada G. Who's Jada G as well?
Oh, yeah. This. Okay. So I started getting really into like house music and disco music, which is a weird spin for me because when I was on the island, I was very heavily influenced by nature. So I listened to a lot of like, you know, like indie folk.
Or just like whale sounds music.
Yeah, just actually whale sounds, white noise, just a little ambient noise.
Like bird tracks.
Yeah. And I would sing my own bird tracks over top.
That was my karaoke song. Yeah. It's the chickadee.
It's all of the wild. Just an MP4 of a bird in the aviary. She's from actually from Vancouver, and she mixes disco and house music in a really cool way. And I found this old article that she actually got her like start in like a Vancouver After Hours, like Deep Blue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
I'll send it to you.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, she's great. She just put a new album out too, so.
Definitely I see she's based in Berlin now.
Everyone's in Berlin, guys. You guys aren't old enough to know this, but when you're 25, you're legally obligated.
I thought you were 47.
Oh, no. Oh. You are legally obligated at 25 to go to Berlin for a month, and then you have to come back and tell everyone about how Berlin is better than everywhere.
I thought it was, like, first Montreal, and then, like, maybe Berlin.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm not
you
big
skip
into, like,
right to...
I don't want to like hula hoop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want, come on. I want to see people look like vampires.
Yeah.
They're in Berlin.
Yeah.
I want to suck blood.
They never see the light of day.
Yeah.
They're just like in a club for a year and then they come back.
From 2 a.m. Yeah. to 8 a.m.
Yeah. Everyone who comes back from Berlin looks noticeably worse than when they left here.
Oh, my God. Because they only go to after hours places and then they can't sleep during the day and they're just awake.
And they got a weird piercing.
Oh, like how weird?
Oh, like just not
between
weird.
The eyebrows?
Yeah, definitely. I actually, you know when I said I was a fat goth earlier? I had my septum pierced at one time.
Ooh. Which one's the septum? Is that nose? In the
between
nose?
The nose. Right, yeah. Okay. But my parents, I lived with my parents for a bit, and then so I just had it flipped up all the time, so I had it pierced, but I never wore it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That's badass.
All pain, no
it
gain.
It is kind of just like a secret septum piercing.
And like I would, it's like a good party
That's
trip.
Very goth, though.
Yeah, you know what? I might. I'm about to jump back in. I'm a full-on goth.
Let's hear Stanley's Get Down. This is by Jada G from her new album, Significant Changes.
Hey, you, I see you with your phone, looking at Instagram. This is the dance floor, baby. This is where you're supposed to get down. The dance floor, baby. This is where you get on your good foot. This floor looking at Instagram. This is the dance floor, baby. This is where you're supposed to get down. It's time to let go. Time to get positive.
It mean, Delphine, this letter you wrote to me, does it read good? Oh.
feel bad fading this out because it's so beautiful, but so we have beautiful. So much to discuss. That is Kadia Bonet with Delphine. Amazing. Thank you for that pick, Isabel.
You're welcome.
You're still listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. I'm your host, Nita Panini. Special guest Claire is here as always.
Mm-hmm.
And extra special guest Isabel Orr is with us to discuss some fecal matters.
Okay. Do not introduce it like that.
So Isabel has like a phobia of bathrooms and toilets.
This is not funny.
Okay.
Guys, this is real. It's been this way ever since I was a child. I hate public bathrooms. Anyone out there listening, Elodie, I know you're listening. You know I hate bathrooms. We used to work on the ferries as I have to be a cleaner.
Oh.
Like cleaning the... Sorry, almost cursed, but I didn't. Cleaning the ferry bathrooms, like, at sea, no one, like, it's wild out there. Like, there are no rules.
Open ocean, and no that, rules.
Yeah. People don't know, but you can pee off the side of the deck.
You can?
No, you can't.
Oh.
I got really... You got so...
You want to do it. She wants to do it.
No.
And so, like, I just, like, at public bathrooms, like, I feel germs on my skin. Like, I... Well, like, hold
yeah, you get the
pee-poo
butt. Yeah.
The what?
Never mind. so this is why I was so surprised when you wrote an article about someone pooping in a public bathroom. And I'm like, Isabel has finally tackled her.
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
And when I pitched this to my editors, I made sure to say, this is not about me. It happened to me. I would never do that in a public bathroom with an open floor concept plan. I can't do it. I just can't do it. So this is not about me.
Okay.
But it happened to me.
I would love if you would do a dramatic reading of She Really Left It All at the Gym for us now.
Okay. Is it? Do you have it? I actually don't remember this article very well. I write all my articles in a fugue state. I just kind of black out and I get to. Okay. And this really did happen to me.
Okay.
It is not about me. So here we go. It was an act of protest and bravery at the Mount Pleasant Community Center. I've always heard rumors about people doing it, but I've never been near one in real life, said Lauren McLeod, Jim Gore. Female patrons of the center were changing in the women's change room when they heard... heard someone audibly pooping in the adjoining bathroom stall, an act that even gym attendants say they have never encountered before. Most women are acutely aware that the bathroom stalls are directly attached to the changing area. This is true. Anything that happens in the stalls becomes a problem for the entire room, says Yvette Jones, gym attendant. Most women shower before even entering the change room out of pure consideration for their fellow gym goers, which I do, in fact.
Holy.
If I have the time, I do. Why have the toilets right next to the changing area? Other press reporters spoke to Sandy Michelson, the architect behind the Mount Pleasant Community Center, to find out. Though it might seem completely illogical to have a working toilet directly adjacent to a small, windowless area in a steam room, we assumed that women would be too shy and polite to drop a deuce. In my 30 years of designing gyms, I've never heard of any woman doing a number two in the change room stalls. They're mostly reserved for going on Instagram instead of working out or peeing, and peeing only. We in the industry call it tinkling. So who was the phantom pooper? Those in the change room that day were divided on the issue. She was in and out so fast, I didn't catch a glimpse of my hero, said Terry Ray, who was attending a spin class on the day of the deuce. I think she was wearing gym clothes. I mean, she was probably wearing gym clothes because we were at the gym. There's no evidence that points towards the pooper being a woman, pointed out Emma McGregor, an avid weightlifter. A blatant disregard for unspoken rules and social conduct sounds like a man to me. McLeod was certain she saw a flash of magenta, and then she was gone as quickly as she pooped. What a modern-day Joan of Arc. What does this mean for the future of the Mount Pleasant Community Center? We try to create a positive, welcoming atmosphere for all gym patrons, said Danielle Eagleston, lead director of the gym. We welcome everybody to use the facilities to their fullest extent. I would also like to take this time to remind people that pooing is super gross and should be done in the sanctity of their own homes. Whoever the phantom pooper is, I salute her, McLeod said. I'll be thinking of her next time I drop trout. reporters tried to visit the male change rooms, but upon entering were absolutely disgusted and refused to comment further. And that's my piece.
Love it. So when you're writing satire, do you... make up all the names, or do you look up? Okay.
Oh, okay. It's actually so hard to do,
because you're like, I'm trying to make up a normal, just a normal name, like of someone that I don't know.
Oh my! All my friends were like, "Will you use my name again?" And like, to be honest, like all my friends have really unique names, so like you can only use like Jolene, Elodie, and Guille, like a handful of times. So I was like, "This is the same person." So I Google Canadian first names, like blah blah blah. Canadian last name. So everyone is like Joe Brown.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, there's someone outside. Should I?
Okay, we have, really don't want to end this amazing conversation, but we have just a few minutes left, and I just really quickly want to get in the toilet seat cover.
Oh my God, yes.
So we have to review Our Town.
Yes.
Which is the place where Isabel works.
One of my jobs.
It is. A coffee shop bathroom, and I used it the other day. And I thought it was okay. It was simple, modern, kind of barren, a little bit sterile. But it was a very comfortable pooping environment.
Did you do that in there?
Yes, I did.
It's
yes.
Peeing only. Oh, my God, Nina.
But, Isabel, didn't you say this was, like, the best bathroom, like, work bathroom you've ever had?
Yes, it is very, it's beautiful. Honestly, guys, Mount Pleasant area.
Yeah.
Right where Kingsway, Main intersect. You gotta pee, you go in there. And I'm never someone to turn away a peer. Like, oh, you don't want to buy coffee? I don't care.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you don't need a key to use the Our Town bathroom.
Yeah, no key. And that's how someone stole everything in the bathroom. They took, like, the big thing that we used to store paper towel.
They took the dispenser?
They took just this cabinet. Storage like a unit. Cabinet. They took it. I was probably working, so you know I don't give a shit. Or I don't give a damn. I don't care. And they stole it. So you got to pee, you come see me. And if you're listening and you want to come in, say hi. You don't know what I look like because I haven't been very honest with you. But just come in, say hi. You'll know who I am.
Say hi to whoever's working.
No.
Oh, okay, just you.
Not everyone. Okay. just Isabel. You'll know.
I also just want to mention there was like a jazz singer when I was pooping in Our Town, and the stage is right by the bathroom, so it was like perfect. I was like, this is an elegant, really comfortable, like there's musical accompaniment.
Why did you give it such a low review? You loved it.
It was just like nothing special, you know, and it didn't smell very good in there.
Well, that's because someone was pooping, and I'm not going to say who.
Yeah, it was a comfortable pooping environment, as evidenced by the smell.
Oh my God,
upon
entering. I have to
okay,
stop.
Okay, we absolutely, it's 6 p.m., and I don't want to make records management wait, so I just want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you so much, Isabel, for being
of
here,
course.
The amazing special guest.
Happy birthday, Jolene. Hi, Elodie. Hi, Guille. Hi, Mara.
Thank you, as always, Claire.
My pleasure.
And the cover that Isabel has selected for our toilet seat cover is by Frank Ocean. It's called Only You, and it is a cover of a Steve Monty song. Anything else anyone wants to say?
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here as well.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
Check out Isabel's writing at theotherpress.ca.
/humor. And follow me on Twitter.
Which is?
Honey Dijon.
Awesome. Here's Frank Ocean. See everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Great quality, Isabel.
Thank you. I recorded it. Ooh.